You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 160 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I am your host, Kelly Sharon, and I am joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. How you doing, Kelly?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've got a little dog sleeping at my feet. He's healing up nicely.
Precious.
Mm-hmm. Little buddy. Hey, Kelly, have you had a chance to look at the Halloween-themed visual round?
I sure have, and LOL'd along the way.
Some pretty fun costumes, so definitely check that one out. Also, a few new five-star reviews. Huge thanks to RyeJoker22, Hesky101, and Jordan D.
Woohoo!
Some really nice reviews in the mix, so thank you so much. Also, a few new Patreons. Toa, Alexander, and Kathy hopped on board. So again, thank you so much for supporting us. I will be getting some goods in the mail for you all soon.
Thank you all so much. Our patrons really keep the show chugging.
They really do, and then they also get some really cute stuff in the mail, and they also get bonus episodes every month, so that's fun.
Yeah, super fun. We're a little more chill, a little more relaxed, if you can imagine it. All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round five, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is Fading Thong. FADINGTHONG. And the question that goes with this anagram is, what critically acclaimed 1956 French documentary shone a devastating light on the horrors of German concentration camps? Moving on to round one.
Round number one is called Droppin' BMs. The Browns are going to the Super Bowl with this general knowledge round consisting of answers with BM initials. So two examples would be Bette Midler or Blue Moon.
Question number one. Occurring annually the week before Labor Day, what expressive art festival event takes place in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada, drawing tens of thousands of people? Question number two. Established in 1630, what city is the capital of the U.S. state often referred to as the Bay State? Question number three. What 2015 pop hit from girl group Little Mix opens with the lyrics, "All the girls on the block knocking at my door, wanna know what it is, make the boys want more"? Question number four. Born in 1883, what Italian prime minister and journalist founded and led the National Fascist Party from 1922 to 1943? Question number five. One of the Seven Sisters Colleges, what women's liberal arts college in Pennsylvania, was founded in 1885 as a Quaker institution? Question number six. Musician Shannon Hoon died of a drug overdose on a tour bus in 1995 while touring with what band behind the hit No Rain? Question number seven. What American actor portrayed the character Ty in the 1995 teen comedy Clueless and provided the voice for the character Luann in the animated TV series King of the Hill? Question number 8. What 2008 rom-com starred Tina Fey and Amy Poehler as an aspiring mother and her hired surrogate?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round one, Droppin' BMs. Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. Question number one. The annual art festival that takes place in Nevada the week before Labor Day is Burning Man.
You couldn't pay me, Kelly.
No desire for me either.
Mm-mm. I do love some art, but no thank you.
No thank you. Seems sticky, not fun.
Filthy, yeah. Not very comfy. I wouldn't last long.
No. Find me at the resort.
Right.
Question number two. The U.S. state capital, often referred to as the Bay State, is Boston, Massachusetts.
I've never been. This is on my list, though. I really want to go.
Go with me. I like it.
Okay, I'll go with my bae to the Bay State.
Woohoo! Question number three. The 2015 pop hit from Little Mix that opens with the lyrics, "All the girls on the block knocking at my door, want to know what time it is, make the boys want more," is Black Magic.
I actually think that's a really fun, catchy pop song. I wish that they had more.
A larger catalog, please. Question number four. The Italian prime minister that founded and led the National Fascist Party from 1922 to 1943 is Benito Mussolini.
Not a friend of the show.
Yeah, sure isn't. Womp womp.
You're receiving zero tater goods in the mail from me, sir.
Question number five. The Women's Liberal Arts College in Pennsylvania that was founded as a Quaker institution is Bryn Mawr. Question number six. Shannon Hoon died of a drug overdose on a tour bus in 1995 while touring with Blind Melon. Question number seven. The American actor who was in the 1995 teen comedy Clueless and provided a voice in King of the Hill is Brittany Murphy.
I loved her. This was a total drag.
Heartbreaking.
Another died too soon situation.
For sure.
King of the Hill is my guilty pleasure. That show is great.
I can't say I've seen it.
Ooh, Bobby Hill is such a sweet little boy. He's so cute. It's hilarious. It's really well done. But she's phenomenal in it too. Her small town white girl, trashy inflection is spot on. It's incredible.
Question number eight. The 2008 rom-com starring Tina Fey and Amy Poehler as aspiring mother and hired surrogate is Baby Mama.
They're great. This movie was kind of whatever, but they're a total dream team, so no complaints.
Moving on to round two.
Round number two is our audio round. I've been mentioning that we are long overdue for one of these, so here is a smothered and covered round. This is a music round of cover songs. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for original recording artist. So we don't need to know the cover artist. We only need to know the original recording artist and the song title. And I just wanted to mention that I've had a few listeners write to me and suggest some of these covers, and I was happy to throw them on the list. So thanks so much for chiming in. Hopefully you will enjoy this one.
One.
Got nothing to say, I come home in the morning. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Yeah, I'm just tired and bored with myself.
Two.
I found a picture of you.
3.
When you're out there without a care, you had a touch. It wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
4.
Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground. Head in the sky, it's all right. I know nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong. Hey, I got plenty of time.
5. Six.
Before you give it all to me, it all to me, give it all to me. So you wanna play with magic? Girl, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this?
7.
Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting. Possessing and caressing me. Sakurudeva.
8.
Here are the answers for round 2, Smothered and Covered. Song number 1 was Dancing in the Dark, covered by Lucy Dacus, originally recorded by Bruce Springsteen.
You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Song number 2 was Back on the Chain Gang, covered by Morrissey, originally recorded by The Pretenders.
Yes, we're back on the chain gang. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Back on the chain gang.
Song number 3 was Crazy, covered by Sean Colvin, originally recorded by Gnarls Barkley. Song number 4 was This Must Be the Place, covered by Lumineers, originally recorded by Talking Heads.
Home is where I want to be, but I guess I'm already there.
I come home, she lifted up her wings. I guess if this must be the place.
Song number 5 was Hazy Shade of Winter, covered by The Bengals, originally recorded by Simon and Garfunkel.
Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
Song number 6 was Dark Horse, covered by Our Last Night, originally recorded by Katy Perry. Song number 7 was Across the Universe, covered by Fiona Apple, originally recorded by The Beatles.
As they slip away across the universe,
pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my mind, possessing and caressing.
And song number 8 was Golden, covered by Cannons, originally recorded by Harry Styles.
You know that I love a good cover song.
Of course, they're great.
That Bruce Springsteen cover was recommended to me by a listener. I love that one. I'm obsessed. Also, that Talking Heads cover by the Lumineers. I'm not really like necessarily a Lumineers fan. I think they're great musicians, but I love that song. The Bangles, the fact that they even covered a Simon and Garfunkel song, I think is rad. Love that one.
For sure.
There's definitely some good ones on this list. And I just want to say that one of my top three favorite bands out there right now, like current bands, is Cannons. I love their sound.
I can't say I know them, so I'm happy to get this recommendation.
Yeah, Cannons are great.
Moving on to round 3.
So round number 3 goes out to a listener named Roger. Roger has sent me a few emails with some great ideas. In this particular case, he actually provided most of the content. I kind of reshaped it into question form. Probably made it a little bit more pedestrian because he is obviously a brainy guy. But this round goes out to him. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it. It is called Heads Will Roll. For this round, we will provide a U.S. state or territory, and you must name the largest city therein that was originally named for a person who was beheaded. Tough stuff, but I provided a lot of clues.
Thanks, Roger. Question number 1. The U.S. state is Minnesota. The clue is, this state capital is named after an apostle who was reportedly beheaded in Rome circa 64 CE, possibly on orders of the Emperor Nero. Question number 2. The U.S. state is California. The clue is, this coastal town and tourist hotspot off Highway 101 was named after a saint of Nicomedia, reportedly killed by her pagan father for not renouncing Christianity, about 4 CE. Question number 3. The U.S. state is Kentucky. The clue is, this city and host to the Kentucky Derby is named after a French king who was guillotined in Paris in 1793. Question number 4. The U.S. state is North Carolina. The clue is, this state capital takes its name from an English statesman who was executed near the Palace of Westminster on King's orders in 1618. Question number 5. The U.S. state is New York. The clue is, this suburban town north of Syracuse was named after a Roman statesman who was beheaded on orders of Mark Antony while on the road between Rome and Naples, 43 BCE. Question number 6. Double, double, toil and trouble. The state is Illinois. The clue is, this Cook County town that was once home to Al Capone takes its name from the same beheaded Roman statesman described in number 5. Question number 7. The U.S. state is Ohio. The clue is, this county seat of Washington County and former station on the Underground Railroad leading up to the Civil War has a variation of Marie Antoinette's name, who was guillotined in Paris in 1793. Question number 8. The U.S. territory is Puerto Rico. The clue is, this capital city was named after St. John the Baptist, who was executed on orders of Herod, ruler of Galilee, about 28 to 29 CE.
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round three, Heads Will Roll. Question number one. The U.S. state is Minnesota, and the city is St. Paul.
Which is named after Apostle Paul. What a guy. Kelly, you're a little Minnesota kid. Have you ever been to St. Paul?
Sure have.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
A ringing endorsement. Do they have tater tots?
Oh, obviously. Question number two. The state was California, and the city is Santa Barbara.
Which is named after Saint Barbara, as in Barbara's bush, which may or may not come up next round.
Whoop whoop.
It is not named after Barbara Bush, but that was just a little like fun teaser. Did it work?
It worked.
I feel like it didn't.
I feel teased.
Okay.
Question number three. The state was Kentucky, and the city is Louisville.
Which is named after the French king, Louis XVI. Louisville seems like an awesome city. I had a friend that went to grad school there. She loved it. It seems like they've got some cool stuff going on.
Question number four. The state was North Carolina, and the city is Raleigh.
So Raleigh was named after Sir Walter Raleigh, who came up recently. Do you remember when I was saying that he's known for chivalry because he laid down his cloak for a lady to cross a mud puddle? Do you remember all this?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, later I looked it up to confirm, and the lady was actually Queen Elizabeth. When I told the story, it was just like some rando. And then I was like,
Some random lady.
Oh, her. Yeah.
Oops. Question number five. The state was New York, and the city is Cicero.
Named after Cicero.
Question number six. The state was Illinois, and the city is Cicero.
Boom, double whammy. Named after Cicero.
Seen double here.
Right.
Question number seven.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that?
Is that a third Cicero?
Thankfully, no. I'm sure there is a third Cicero somewhere, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I think that might be St. Barbara knocking at my door. And I'm like, two more questions, lady. We'll get to you. Actually, now that I think about it, I think that was a triple tater, which means if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
The state was Ohio, and the city is Marietta.
Which is named after the Queen of France, Marie Antoinette. For me, that's a stretch. I'm not really getting Marietta from Marie Antoinette.
Question number eight. The U.S. territory was Puerto Rico, and the city is San Juan.
Which is named after St. John the Baptist. I think that Puerto Rico got hit pretty hard by Hurricane Ian, so I hope that they're doing okay over there. But speaking of hurricanes, you know how I've called natural disasters Natty D's for a long time?
I do.
I don't know if it caught on, but then recently I learned that on the, you know, TikToks, Instagrams, like all the things that I don't have anything to do with because I'm 87 years old, people have been calling mental breakdowns Menti B's. Have you heard that?
Oh, I have not heard that.
Yeah. And I was like, Menti B's, Natty D's. I feel like I'm on that wavelength.
I do too. Look at you, so hip.
Yeah.
Moving on to round four.
Surprise. She's back. So round four, again, goes out to a patron. This one goes out to Patrick. He literally said for his round request, gay stuff. And I was like, yes, I got you, boy. So I thought it would be fun to roll some queer content into the Barbara's Bush format. We're long overdue for a visit from her. So here we go. This LGBTQ round is on famous people who are really owning their surnames. And I have an example for Kelly to read now.
This former Hot Catch and boy band member came out as gay on the cover of People magazine in 2006. In addition to reeling in controversy, he also caught a large fish. And the answer is Lance's Bass.
Good one.
Thank you, Patrick. Question number one. Pedal faster to keep up with the career of this Australian model and actress who starred in the CW Batwoman series if you want to get a glimpse at her prize flower. Question number two. This Umbrella Academy star, who became the first openly trans man to grace the cover of Time magazine, has a piece of loose leaf paper he is willing to read aloud to you. Question number three. The first openly gay man to be elected to public office in California, an utter legend, has a nice cold glass of liquid that pairs well with cookies. Question number four. Deck your pride party halls somewhere over the rainbow with this gay icon's fabulous wreath. Question number five. This five-time Olympic gold medalist, WNBA legend, and partner to Megan Rapinoe just adopted a rainbow lorikeet. Question number six. This German-born magician and half of a legendary Vegas duo put it on blast via saxophone that Montecore the Tiger was not a villain. Question number seven. The openly bisexual East Coast rapper behind the hit Anna Wintour, who endorsed Donald Trump, invested in multiple financial institutions, including Chase and Western Union. Question number eight. The disgraced actor who depicted Oliver, the older suitor and lover of Elio, portrayed by Timothy Chalamet, will need a special tool to nail down exactly how to rebuild his career after several disturbing allegations of cannibalistic threats and sexual assault.
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round four, Barbara's Bush, LGBTQ edition. Question number one. The clue was, pedal faster to keep up with the career of this Australian model and actress who starred in the CW Batwoman series if you want to get a glimpse at her prize flower. And the answer is, Ruby's Rose.
I'm kind of lukewarm on her, and I know that as a lesbian, I should be all about her, but eh.
Eh, I agree.
She's got some cool tattoos. Does she have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle tattoo?
I would not be surprised. Question number two. The clue was, this Umbrella Academy star, who became the first openly trans man to grace the cover of Time magazine, has a piece of loose leaf paper he is willing to read aloud to you. And the answer is Elliot's page.
Well, hopefully on that piece of loose leaf paper, on that page, if you will, he will reveal his workout and how he got those incredible abs. Dude's looking good.
Right?
Friend of the show.
Uh-huh. Question number three. The clue was, the first openly gay man to be elected to public office in California, an utter legend, has a nice cold glass of liquid that pairs well with cookies. And the answer is Harvey's milk.
Did you like that utter legend as in utter and milk?
I get it.
Yeah.
What a clever quizmaster we have.
Sorry, stupid.
Question number four. The clue was, deck your pride party halls somewhere over the rainbow with this gay icon's fabulous wreath. And the answer is Judy's garland.
And I included my favorite Wizard of Oz meme. where it just has Dorothy holding Toto and they look really concerned. And Dorothy's saying, I miss Kansas. And Toto is saying, I miss the rains down in Africa.
So good.
So dumb.
So dumb. But so is that song.
The worst.
So any chance to just include it in dumb content is amazing. Question number 5. The clue was, this 5-time Olympic gold medalist, WNBA legend, and partner to Megan Rapinoe just adopted a rainbow lorikeet. And the answer is Suze Bird.
Do you like that I even gave her a gay bird? A rainbow lorikeet?
Very specific.
Mm-hmm. She's a legend. She just retired recently.
Oh, she is a legend. Athletic powerhouses, these two.
Her and Megan. Ooh.
And the lorikeet, I guess.
Yeah. I want all of their ab secrets, too. Just kidding. It's not a secret.
Yeah. They just work out all the time. Question number 6. The clue was, this German-born magician and half of a legendary Vegas duo put it on blast via saxophone that Montecor the Tiger was not a villain. And the answer is Roy's Horn.
Just as a reminder, this is going to be my Halloween costume.
Email for pics.
Maybe I'll include a photo of myself dressed as Roy Horn for our patrons.
Ooh, what a tease.
Yeah, if that's not an incentive, I don't know what is, guys.
I don't either. I'd be racking my brain for a better one.
I'd be signing up to Patreon.
Question number 7. The clue was, the openly bisexual East Coast rapper behind the hit Anna Wintour, who endorsed Donald Trump, invested in multiple financial institutions, including Chase and Western Union. And the answer is Azaleas Banks.
Problematic here, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just one of those examples that you can be queer and not necessarily be an ally, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Question number 8. The clue was, the disgraced actor who depicted Oliver, the older suitor and lover of Elio, will need a special tool to nail down exactly how to rebuild his career after several disturbing allegations of cannibalistic threats and sexual assault. And the answer is Army's Hammer.
That guy's a total ding dong. What a creep. And also, if you get a glimpse into his upbringing, he was just always loaded. He came from this like family who had a ton of money. He basically just always wanted to be a Hollywood star. He was a total brat. And then on top of that, he's just abusive and creepy.
And now he's selling timeshares.
Womp womp.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. Born Anna Mae Bullock in Tennessee in 1939, what entertainer with an alliterative stage name is often referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll? Question number 2. French for brewery, what relaxed, informal restaurant typically offers single-serving dishes with a robust selection of drinks? Question number 3. What Pittsburgh-based professional sports team dons the team colors black and gold and nabbed the Super Bowl championship, most recently, in 2008? Question number 4. While performing at the 2004 GLAAD Awards, what 1996 Alanis Morissette's hit lyrics were altered to include the line, "It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful husband"? Question number 5. What 1995 spy film starred Pierce Brosnan and was the 17th installment in the James Bond series? This film featured the tagline, "No limits, no fears, no substitutes." Question number 6. Introduced in 1944, what New Jersey-based suntan and sunscreen brand featured a young girl getting her swimsuit bottoms tugged down by a frisky puppy? Question number 7. What 1965 Shangri-La's hit features motorcycle roars and includes lyrics centering around a doomed teen couple, Betty and Jimmy? It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The entertainer with an alliterative stage name that is often referred to as the Queen of Rock and Roll is Tina Turner.
Oh, I know her. She's the private dancer. She dances for money.
Yes, yes.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do.
Question number 2. An informal restaurant that is French for brewery is a brasserie, not a bra store.
I'll take a baguette over a bra store any day.
Same. Question number 3. The Pittsburgh pro sports team that nabbed the Super Bowl championship in 2008 are the Steelers.
Go long, Kelly.
Catch that ball.
Hut, hut, hike.
Question number 4. The 1996 Alanis Morissette hit with the lyrics that were altered to include "It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful husband" is ironic.
I love that twist. That's really cute of her to do.
Yeah, cute.
You know, I listened to a special that she did for Audible. She is one of the most intelligent musicians I've ever heard interviewed. She's so candid but so well spoken. I mean,
really
so smart. And it's funny because when this song came out, everybody was like, these things are not ironic. She doesn't even know the definition of ironic, you know?
Yeah.
There is some validity there. There are a few lyric lines that you're like, that's not ironic. That's just crappy. But she definitely is familiar with that definition. She's so intelligent. I want her on my trivia team.
Yeah. Question number 5. The 1995 Pierce Brosnan installment in the James Bond series is GoldenEye.
Do you know who else has golden eyes?
Who?
My new little dog, Chester.
Cutie.
He does have golden eyes. He's real cute.
Little bud. Question number 6. The New Jersey-based sunscreen brand featuring a young girl getting her swimsuit bottoms tugged down by a frisky puppy is Coppertone.
So I hate this ad. I just think that it's super gross to be like, hey, look at this little girl's bare bottom. You know, no thank you. Also, my little golden-eyed dog would never. So bad representation for pups. But I am pro sunblock.
Always. Question number 7. The 1965 Shangri-La's hit with lyrics centering around a doomed teen couple named Betty and Jimmy is Leader of the Pack.
Turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
Love this one. It's so dramatic.
Yeah.
It is iconic.
Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Tina Turner,
Brasserie,
Steelers,
ironic,
golden eye,
copper tone,
and leader of the pack.
And all of those answers start with a type of metal.
It's kind of a tricky one because it doesn't even line up phonetically per se, but so it's tin for Tina Turner, brass for brasserie, steel for Steelers, iron for ironic, etc. But a fun one to put together, so hopefully you got it.
Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was Fading Thong.
Kind of like Cisco's career after he released the Thong song. He just faded away.
Brought to you by Coppertone. The question that went with this anagram was, what critically acclaimed 1956 French documentary shone a devastating light on the horrors of German concentration camps? And the answer is Night and Fog. Fading Thong scrambles up to be Night and Fog.
This documentary seems really disturbing, and it was pretty fresh footage when it first came out.
I've not seen. Well, thanks everyone for playing.
Good lineup. Good time. Nice job, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks everyone for playing.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
Did you know that we have a Halloween episode right around the corner?
Woo, spooky. I hope I don't get too scared.
I know, I'm really excited. We always have an annual Halloween episode, and it's always a great time. So get ready for that, y'all.
Yeah, coming at you soon.
Until then, though, have a great week.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com, and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more. Follow us on social media for weekly answer reveals, round reveals, and exciting announcements. And if you find yourself in Southern California and want to catch one of our weekly live quizzes, join us on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in Long Beach at Beach Garden Social House.
This week's background and answer break music was Golden by Praz Kunal.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime. Until next time, later, later taters.
Have you ever been, like, measured for a bra?
No.
Me either. I'm too shy.
Me too, but I probably should be. Like, my bras don't fit right.
Like, well, obviously. You just had a kid.
That's true. My boob size changes hour to hour.
Right?
Literally. I look down, I'm like, whoa.
Hello.
That's something different.
And not necessarily, like, in tandem with each other.
Never. They've not been the same size for months.
Aw.
You're welcome for this info, taters.
Yeah. Go long, Kelly.
Catch that ball.
Hut, hut, hike.
Question number 4.
Time out.
Oh. No, you can keep going.
Oh, no.
Question number
Concussions.
4.
Concussions. Oh, sorry.